and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When you leave here, tell somebody, stir yourself up. See, it's what you are listening to, what you are occupying yourself with, what you are allowing into your space. If it's toxic, it's going to start to seduce. It's going to try to start stealing your joy, your strength. Listen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you got the joy of the Lord, how many of you feel strong? You can run through a troop. Physically you feel strong. Mentally you feel strong. Spiritually you feel strong. But when there's no joy, we all been there. Rock bottom. Don't turn the light on. When you change the vibration, right away, you change the pattern. The moment you change the vibration, the moment you say, the devil is a lie, I have joy. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they're trying to do. My joy is not contingent upon whether they do or not. I'm not going to be afraid of any results, anything they try to say, because no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Come on. What are you doing? You're stirring up the pot now. Come on, I said, you're stirring yourself up. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Don't sit there being sad. Sex, stir that gift up. Tell somebody right now, stir that gift up inside of you. Come on, every day is a day the Lord has made. And we can rejoice and be glad in it. You might have to press your way through some stuff, but I guarantee you, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They that are for you are more than they that are against you. Amen. The devil has been defeated. Jesus is Lord. We are risen. Amen. Far above. Amen. Out of his reach. He's under our feet. So we got to get him out of our mind. Amen. Vibrations produce geometry. You want a triangle? Think triangle. This is quantum. That's how Jesus could say, if you say to this mountain. A lot of people think that's just poetry. He's literally talking mountains. You know why? That mountain is made up of the same thing that your words are made up of. The same thing you're made of. It's all made up of the same thing. He said, if you say unto this sycamine tree, tell somebody, I'm sick of that tree. No. Don't get sick over the tree. If you say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up at the root and cast into the sea, it shall obey you. Come on, this is stuff on a whole nother level. This is who God really is. Tell somebody, get God out the box. Now, you may never need to speak to a sycamine tree, but there's something you can speak to. Something you can put a demand on, something you can send the vibration into that will have to obey you, that will have to get out of your way. Hello? But see, the problem is the vibration is there, but you got to activate it with your voice. It's activated with voice. All the vibration was there. The Holy Spirit was brooding upon the face of the deep, but nothing was happening until God said. And that bandwidth of his glory, that all frequencies express through voice. Tell somebody right now, say something. I don't mean get into arguments with people. That's not even our battle. That's not how we fight battles. Amen. We don't have to even always tell somebody we don't agree with something. It just leads to strife. Amen. Pray for them. make your decrees, stand your ground, and see what God will do. See whose God is really God. Amen. See if God has really called you to that and gonna back you up. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. When we talk about these vibrations, y'all still with me with vibrations now? This ain't new age. It's old age. Ain't nothing new age, ain't nothing mystical and all this stuff about this. You can go right in the word and find this. And you, these Hebrew words, you can find these words that I'm using in there. But the vibration that you release causes a predictable pattern in the substance that you project it into. The vibrations that you release, or the words that you release, the thoughts that you release, get ready. We're coming into a time where there are going to be a whole lot of people walking around here just, I'll say, just like Jesus. Because he said, the work that I do, you will do also. That you don't have to say anything. They'll be able to read your thoughts. Yes, yes. Now, I'm not talking about witchcraft and mysticism and all that. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. Before you speak, they already know. And there are a lot of people anyway that are very, very predictable. You know, you know, just a certain, and a lot of times prophetic words operate like that. You see it. You already know. You don't know them, but you already know what spirit they carry. And you can talk to them and say, how'd you know that? Well, I know the spirit. By the spirit, I know it. Let me say it again. The vibration causes a predictable pattern in the substance that it is projected into. I'm not talking mind over matter, mind control, all of this stuff. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Everything's made up of the same thing. Everything is vibrating. That chair that you're sitting in, those clothes that you're wearing, your body itself is under a vibration, under a certain frequency. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions are all vibrations. Now notice something. And here we go back to the word, the executive order to subdue. Because thoughts, feelings, and emotions cause a disturbance in whatever they are projected into. They'll cause a disturbance. Blessed are the peacemakers. The peace you carry is on a vibration. And you can go into turmoil. Oh, yes, you can. I was reminded the other day, I was talking to a couple of the brothers. I was reminded how when we used to minister on Avenue D, and some of y'all remember back in the day, how infamous. It's not so much now, maybe somewhat, but back in the day, it was infamous. I mean, notorious. But there were times we'd be out there ministering and you could hear a pin drop. People would be standing under the awnings, looking out their windows, all down the street, across the street. It's like God just stopped the cars from coming down there. It would be just so, because what we were releasing into that region was taking up spiritual space. It's like God says, heaven has come down right now. And well, while I'm here, there'll be no confusion. It spilled over into the physical realm. You've heard the testimony. One night we were out there and some of you that were there, it was so many people, it was like, uh-oh. Because we never did permit. Not that if we needed a permit, we just, for 8 years, we didn't have one. I don't know, but we just never thought to permit. And one night it was so many people out there, it was like, oh boy. Dude, this is like a tinderbox. On a Saturday night, hot. Everybody hungry. A lot of them drunk. You know, noise, and you know, I mean, it was loaded. And here come two police officers. They pulled up. Big police officers too. And they look. Who's in charge over here? I don't know, officer. That's what I wanted to do. They found their way through that crowd, and they looked like they was ready to enforce something. And I said, well, that would be me, sir. He said, listen, we on this beat tonight. If anybody gives you any kind of trouble, just flag us down. Thank you, Pastor. I said, whoa. See, God, he said nothing about no permitting. That vibration that was released, not only in the spirit realm, it started to flow over into the natural realm. And this was when Avenue D was infamous. We would have drug dealers come through there, and this was when crack was raging like a bull. Come through there on crack, you know, be walking and looking. Hey, preacher. Yeah, put this in the bucket for me. Come bring in offerings. Seriously. You name it, we experienced that. And you know what? Not only in the natural did God do that, but he held back the rain 8 years. In the middle of the summer, we're going through that every month. 8 years. One time it rained, and it was close to the time that we were about to, in the eighth year. And I pulled out a bullhorn, and we put on parkas, and people stood under awnings. It's like God was saying, I'm sending the rain now. You've broken through, I'm sending the rain. That's about the time we folded everything up and said, you know, our time here is done. And we weren't the only ones. There were others that were ministering out there. I think of Pastor Kenny Mills, and there were a bunch of groups that would go out and feed and just, so we were a spoke in the wheel. But there came a time where something was broken out there. Because then they went down through there. Look at it now. It's all lit up. It's nice and clean. Police station down there, bus station down there, you name it. I mean, roundabouts. What? Everyone was releasing vibrations. Amen. They were taking up spiritual space. We were pushing back darkness. Minds were being transformed. Lives were being saved. There were times we have 60, 65 people at the altar on the street. One young lady that was notorious, people were scared of her, scared to death of her, because she would cut you. She would shoot you. She had a record long as her forearm. And she came out to try us. Drinking a beer, you know, at the altar call. Had a beer in her hand. You know, this holy stuff. Y'all don't know who I am. We didn't, but everybody out there knew her. That girl crazy. She'll kill you. I guess she had just got out of jail too. Well, anyway, one of the guys that was working with us, I think it was, I forget his name. He's working with us. We had a number of churches working with us. And she came up. I remember seeing he laid hands on her, and she fell out. She fell out. Beer in our building, beer in her head. Beer fell all on the grass. When she got up, she was different. She got saved. But the day was the next morning. We hear a knock on our little apartment door, and it's her. Ain't got nowhere to go. What am I supposed to do now? She stayed with us five or six years.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.